It really was an incredible journey. And for those who don't know, Chris really achieved the impossible. Chris, you rewrote history. You inspired hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. You stand up paddleboard solo across the Atlantic, end of 2016, beginning of 2017.
Correct.
And I mean, that was just an absolutely incredible achievement in itself. But now, fast forward to 2021, now you're making a documentary about this. It's a bit of a time lapse in between. Good old 5 years.
Yes.
Why did it take so long to actually make this docu?
I think that's a great question. And I think that like with everything in life, like good things and success takes time. And a lot of people think that it just happens, but they don't see what goes into making anything a success and how long it takes and what the journey is to get there and the struggles and the challenges that it takes to get there. And, you know, I think doing The Crossing and doing a documentary are almost the same thing. You know, you deal with the challenges, you deal with the storms, with the change that happens along the way, and the struggles in funding and finding the right people, finding the right partners, going through lots of learning experiences along that journey as well. And I think, you know, and then you get, you know, the hurricanes and things that you're not able to control that hit you, you know, out of the blue, which was COVID, which,
yeah,
you know, has turned the world upside down. This film was finished a year and a half ago, but that was 2 months into the beginning of COVID.
Sheesh.
And suddenly there were no film festivals, all the cinemas, we weren't able to do the screening. Suddenly the 90-minute version of the film that we did wasn't right for the world as it had changed. So we had to recut the whole film down into a 55-minute, which has taken an almost another year.
Wow.
And then try to look at the different platforms that we could try and launch it in and how we're going to relaunch it in this new world that has changed. Because now Amazon and Apple, iTunes and Netflix have all changed the kind of documentaries that they want and how they want it packaged. And now the film that we made for a year and a half ago doesn't fit into their like confined boxes of how they want it. So now we're having to release it in a totally different way.
Okay.
So isn't it amazing how the world has changed and how we have to react to that and how we have to pivot, shift and redirect to be able to still have a successful outcome just in a different way.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we look at what we set out to achieve as a goal. Often it doesn't turn out exactly the way we have it in our mind. But it doesn't mean we're not able to get there. It just means if we keep on staying focused and resilient and we never give up, we'll always get there. But it might be different to how we envisioned it right from the beginning.
Right.
Crossing a massive, massive ocean on a stand-up paddleboard, you had some objectives and you had some aims back then when you did it. There was raising money for charity. There was the endurance aspect of it. There was the showing the world that it was indeed possible. There was the record-breaking attempts, all of that. What was the aim behind the documentary?
I think it's exactly the same thing. So everything that I do is about inspiring positive change and inspiring the greatest potential in people into making people believe in themselves and what they can maybe go out and do and achieve and try something new. And when you try something, it's amazing how you grow and evolve and you learn about yourself and you actually realize what you are capable of. And I think that's what every single project that I do is about. And the film sort of is in that same vein. It inspires people to look at themselves, see what they can maybe do, what they can change, how they can give back, help others, lift other people up, and what they can do to be a better human in every single shape, way, or form of their life.
There's trying something new like banana bread, which a lot of people tried during the lockdown, and then there's stand-up paddle boarding. And this is not any old stand-up paddle board that we see at the waterfront. This is you in a big, open, wild, uncharted ocean with the weather unknowns being thrown at you. Yeah, sure, your paddleboard was a little bit pimped, but, you know, it was still a stand-up paddleboard.
Yes.
You know, there's that. I mean, what's the difference between banana bread and stand-up paddleboarding?
I think the concept is the same. It's just a little bit more extreme. And I wish I had more banana bread on my journey. I just didn't have a lot of space to pack it or a fridge to be able to put it in. But yeah, no, it was an incredibly challenging journey. And, you know, I look back on it, you know, all the time and just try and remind myself of like what I can, what really valuable lessons and tools I can take for myself that can help others, you know. And I think there's, and I think especially what everybody has been going through and the world's been going through during COVID, there's so many valuable tools and skills that I learned on that journey that really can help people get through difficult times and challenging times and changing times where there's so many unknowns and everybody's just trying to do the best to get by and make it work and get through to the next day. And I used to focus on that every single day. Like, you're dealing with so much uncertainty, so much fear, so much change all the time. And people try and focus on like how they're going to get through the next month or the next whatever. But it's really about just focusing on what's in front of you and just getting through the next hour, the next 12 hours, like every single day when the sun went down, my one sole objective was just survive and get through until daybreak in the morning. Like, just get through until the morning, just get through to the next day, just get through to like the next week. And that's how you get through difficult and challenging times. And that applies to all of us just in our own way. And everybody's feels like they have a storm to face and an ocean to cross when they're dealing with the changes and the challenges of life at the moment. So it's just how you get through that. And I used to just focus on like one stroke at a time, 1 hour at a time. And it really is that simple. Like, we mustn't worry and focus about all the things in the future because it becomes so overwhelming. Just focus on getting through like one day at a time. And that's how you get through anything.
This is an epic story, Chris. It really is. The documentary is going to be spectacular. Mm. It's just launched. How and where can we watch it?
Great question. So you can go to the lastknowncoordinates.com and you can go through iTunes or Google Play or Vimeo, like download live. So it's streaming on those three platforms. And if you want to know how to get there, you just go to the lastknowncoordinates.com and there's a button that'll take you there, or you can search for Last Known Coordinates on any of those streaming platforms and up for download. And we also been invited to the Washington Film Fair, Washington West Film Festival in Washington, D.C. in October. So we'll be doing the global premiere there, and I'm really excited about that. So
incredible.
It'll be the first festival that's sort of live in person. And let's hope that things don't go crazy.
Fingers crossed.
We all think that it's got better, and it's like, oh, it's all going to go back to normal, and then there's another variant, and there's another this, and another that. So I think we're all doing the best we can, and it's exciting.
Bit of advice for you, I know, about this adventurer who says, take it one day at a time, you know, one moment at a time.
I've heard about that. I must really follow that.
Tell us, without giving away too much about the film, when we watch it, when we watch Last Known Coordinates, what can we expect?
You know, I think that the most challenging part about making the docu is that this is a real life docu, and all the footage in it is like 80% of it was shot by myself while I was on the journey or on the other previous journeys, like the English Channel record or the Mavericks Big Wave Invitational or like all the other 24-hour record, 12-hour records and stuff that I did. So a lot of that was filmed by me, and then a lot of the interviews and stuff were done obviously afterwards and then all put together. But everything is real, and I think that's why, you know, there's some parts that I would have loved to add it in with the giant squid in the middle of the storm in the night, but we don't have any of that kind of footage. And people forget that there's no film crew that was following me. There's no like, I wasn't able to film all the time because everything's powered by battery and I only took little snippets. So there's a lot of stuff that I wish was in there, that if you were making a Hollywood version, you'd just recreate it or you'd just add that stuff in or get someone else to be the actor for that. But this is like real, authentic, real life footage. So there's a lot of the parts of the stories that isn't there because we didn't have the real footage for it. But I think at the end of the day, it's a real, true life, inspiring story about courage, determination, and the power of passion, perseverance, and believing in something with every fiber in your being that you're doing good for the right reasons to be able to lift people up, give back, and help change the world. And that's what the story is about. Go out and have an adventure, you know, get through every challenge and difficult time, like one stroke at a time, one step at a time, and you can literally do anything.
This documentary is what the world really needs right now. So thank you,
yes.
Chris.
I sometimes have to remind myself just to do the same thing as I, you know, that I talk to people about, because we're all dealing with the same struggles at the moment, and everybody's just trying to do the best they can. And it's, it, I think we the world has never, like, never been as ready and needing for stories of hope and inspiration. And I think even that's also the reason why the Olympics and our Olympians that have done so well with Bianca and the other swimmer.
Yeah.
I think those, like, we all, like, gravitate towards really inspiring stories at the moment, because we all need hope. We all need encouragement. We all need inspiration. Mm. And I think now so more than ever. So
definitely.
Really nice. I'm really stoked to be a part of that.
So thank you for that and all the very best for the launch. It's just happened, so we can't wait to watch it.
Cannot wait to see. This sounds like a great point of view and another feather in the cap for South African documentaries. Chris, thanks.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, team.